In Egypt, a government spokesman says no changes are to be made to President Mohamed Morsi's controversial decree. Morsi met senior judges on Monday to address the issue. The Muslim Brotherhood has canceled its pro-Morsi rally planned for Tuesday. The opposition, however, says it will continue protesting until Morsi retracts his decree. France promises to give $1.5 million in aid to Syria's foreign-backed opposition coalition. Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says the cash is needed for what he describes as a deteriorating humanitarian situation in Syria. The funding comes after France recognized a new coalition as a representative of the Syrian people. Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Ehud Barak has announced retirement from politics. He says he will step down when a new government takes office after general elections on January the 22nd. His retirement comes days after a failed eight-day war on the Gaza Strip, which ended in victory for Palestinians. Iran criticizes a U.S. decision to postpone an international conference on banning weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. Washington's move follows Israel's refusal to take part in the nuclear gathering. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency says this means the U.S. is protecting Israel. Health workers in the Spanish capital stage a one-day strike to protest spending cuts and privatization plans. Madrid authorities plan to privatize six of the region's main hospitals. Staff say the budget cuts will lead to job losses in their sector and affect the quality of the care they provide. Turkey's prime minister says he favors the lifting of immunity from prosecution of those Kurdish lawmakers accused of having links to the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Erdogan's comments come a week after imprisoned Kurdish activists ended their hunger strike. The PKK has been long fighting for a self-governing autonomous region. Southwest England has been flooded after days of heavy rain. At least three people have been killed and several hundred homes affected by the floods and showers. Authorities warn that another 70,000 properties are at risk as the storm makes its way up north.